Which is why we need Alice. Because it is very hard to understand when the abundance is clear, when our good hearts are clear, when we know, all of us, how easy it would be to create a beautiful world of harmony for everyone, you know, just a paradise on earth. It's literally within our reach because we have these tools. So it is a matter of trusting that this understanding that, you know, working together globally, creating a one-day global strike that then rolls into many, many more until we are, in fact, back in charge of our own lives. And there is an end to coercion in our efforts, in our how we apply our efforts, our energy, everywhere in the world. The end of hardship, imposed, manufactured scarcity. This is the world we want. But let me finish this reference to what has just been happening here in Berkeley, which is that the Berkeley City Council has just passed an ordinance further intensifying the assault on low-income folk, criminalizing homelessness. And the UC Berkeley student paper calls this regulating streets. And before I forget, let me just mention that I'm not, it may seem that I'm harping on the EMF symptomology, but I really want to put it out there because it needs to be on the record, and it has changed as the intensity of the pressure they exert. There's changes, and the changes in the types apparently of weapons they use. It's all microwave energy, electromagnetic energy, but it's all waves. It's all invisible. But they have different weapons that do different things, and it emphasizes their need to be able to think of themselves as puppet masters, that they could, through the use of different waves, force us to do different things. Well, that's one of their secret techniques. The other is, of course, just the infiltration. And I know for a fact from my observations as I was both hawking books, but even more so as I was simply experiencing the recent targeting of me, not recent, but more intense targeting of me with the use of, it has to be some sort of Uber-like app of folks who are just, you know, descend where I am and, you know, sends apparently signals to whatever. But through that intense process of targeting that I've been subjected to, in which folks used to, right now they just sort of stick their hands in their pockets when they see me coming, because I mentioned on, every time I mentioned something on this show, they respond to it, you know, and shift it up. So, and just in case there's any good folks out there who keep an eye on where I am and noticing, they shift it up, change it. So when I mentioned that folks would pull out their cell phones when they see me coming and punch in and then put their cell phones away, or devices, whatever, they shifted that up. But now they just sort of, I call them pocket fondlers. But point being that I encountered these infiltrators of homeless folk on the street. As I remember one, I'm already off track, but I got one guy really upset. I mean, he was obviously, you know, an infiltrator, and you could see the folk he was infiltrating were just the sweetest. I mean, you could just see their gentleness, their gentle spirits, their innocence and sweetness. And this guy, he went off on me because he was embarrassed and he was trying to cover his ass. And later on, as I went back, I saw all the other agents just sort of shaking their head. Because they would, like, this was when I was walking on the street. This happened to be downtown Berkeley, or the sort of campus area where there happened to be a lot of folk on the street. Now I don't do that anymore because I am trying to protect my heart, and I don't mean my heart in a physical sense. I mean my love, you know. I found it very difficult only being surrounded by folk who are perhaps innocently trying to, you know, move you off the earth, and or who are just simply motivated by that dollar and don't care what they're doing. And the straight up folks who do know and don't care, you know, because they are in the pay on the payroll. Same deal. So now I found I have to find comfort with the early morning, in the early morning hours with the earth. And granted, they still flood the park, but it's not like anything like what I experienced on the street. That was just hideous.